My name is Brandon Hoy, co-owner of Roberta's, a super duper awesome place. Roberta's is a very, 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 very proud sponsor of the Heritage Radio Network. We're also super awesome. Thank you, Heritage.
You're listening to Heritage Radio Network, broadcasting live from Bushwick, Brooklyn. If you like this program, visit heritageradionetwork.org for thousands more.
It's Arts and Seizures with your host, Mike Edison and Judy McGuire.
Can you dig it?
The end of that song always catches me by surprise.
It's Groucho Marx for all the kids who've been writing in and asking us. Another old Jewish man.
Mike Edison, Groucho Marx.
You know, today, Judy, is yet another reason why Arts and Seizures, Mike and Judy, why we really are the leper colony of the HeritageRadioNetwork.org. While everyone else is talking to farmers and bringing us responsible agricultural news and talking to the cutting edge of restaurants, we are...
We have fucking Joanna Angel.
Fucking A, right? We do.
I'm a farmer. I grow...
You make penises grow.
I make penises grow. And I have...
And there's bushes. No, there's no more bushes.
There's no more bushes. Oh. Well, I have a little bush.
I'm more in the bush.
It's more of a strip than a bush.
Let it be known that I am a natural man.
A hedgerow.
You don't even trim?
I don't want to be fucking a mannequin. I'm not, you know.
I like bush. I'm into it. I mean, a maintained one, though. Controlled chaos is what I like.
Just so, enough to be a little dirty, but not really dirty. Yeah, like, yucky. Yeah.
So, yeah. Welcome, Joanna. And for anybody who's been living in a cave, Joanna Angel is the princess of punk rock and pornography and our very favorite adult film star.
Hi, it's so great to be here. I've been to Roberta's a bunch of times, and I always see this radio station, and I always thought it was just a decoration.
Dreams can come true. It can happen to you.
I know, and here I am on the other side of the glass.
What do you think about this as a filming type situation? Would this work for one of your movies?
Nonprofit radio porn. Nonprofit food radio
it's
porn.
It's really small.
Oh. But we have Joe.
I could make it work, but it's going to be small.
Joe, the engineer, what do you think?
You're not
going
to be able
porno?
To get like the full, like many angles. It's going to be like a porno with just maybe one angle.
Maybe someone on the table doing something for...
Yeah, I can make it work, though. I mean, I can...
Involve a pizza or two? I don't know.
I would love that.
Pornography, pizza, punk rock? That's what we do.
There always is a pizza guy. So yes. we can just... You know, the pizza guy can't ever get old. I think that's like what started porn or something, is the pizza guy scenario. So I guess naturally that's what we would have.
The pizza man, the cable TV repairman, and the not-for-profit radio engineer.
Yeah, a naughty nurse fits somewhere in there, too. But so I guess that's what we could do here, is just somebody would order a pizza and it would
and they would have sex on top of it.
And then they
would
have
sex. What's your topping?
You know, somebody would order a pizza, they wouldn't have any money to pay for it. And
what's your topping?
I don't know.
That's it? What's your topping?
Shut up!
You're a professional pornographer.
Not anymore.
You know, once a pornographer, always a pornographer. Back, you know, in the day, I kept, you know, after I wrote all those porn novels and the days of the screw and High Society, and I try to get out of it. I'm trying to go legit. And then, of course, someone calls me on the phone and says, Mike, you feel like writing some smut? No. No, 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 no. But if I were interested, how much might it pay?
And then aspect?
Oh,
of
to write 1,000 words of fucking sucker or a letter or anything, and then I'm back in again because just when you think you're going legit, they pull you back in.
I don't know. I'm not going legit. So
that's so refreshing. You don't have aspirations of being like the next Gwyneth Paltrow, or
I mean, if someone came knocking on my door. And
what does legit even mean anymore?
I don't know. I mean, I'm not waiting for that to happen. It's kind of silly. Why would I have gotten into porn if my goal was to get out of porn? That doesn't really make any sense. Yeah, if somebody came knocking on my door and said, hey, do you want to be like the star of the next, I don't know.
Star Wars?
Yeah. Twilight?
Twilight.
You're much cuter than that, Kristen right. Stewart.
But, I'm probably a better actress.
But yeah. Have you done vampire porn?
No, I'm a... I like zombies.
You got a lot of zombie porn?
You kind of have to go with one. You're either a zombie person or a vampire person. And I have typecasted myself. I'm committed to being a zombie person.
It's important to be.
I've thought about doing vampire porn a couple times, but I'm like, I'm a zombie person. I'm not a vampire person. That's just not who I am. And you can't swing both ways, okay? You're either one or the other.
so provincial, Joanna.
I am like, I think, is it part of my sign? I'm a Capricorn. Like, our sign
is
like,
my friend Kiki.
We're not supposed to, supposedly, we're not supposed to like change. So I think I stick with something and that's just what I do.
So for the kids out in Radioland, what are the titles of some of your zombie porns?
Last year we made Evil Head, which isn't really zombies. That's more demons, I guess you want to call it.
So yeah, you do branch out sometimes.
Yeah, I guess a demon and a zombie. Yeah, that's like different. You know, Linda from Evil Dead.
Yeah, but it's still,
everybody there is possessed by like a demon. They're not like undead. You know,
I for one zombies. Enjoy a good demonic possession movie.
But it was similar. The makeup's really similar, and your actions are really similar. But you can, as a demon, you can actually talk. Like zombies are just like, but like as a demon, you can be like, like whatever. So you can actually say words and stuff. So, but whatever. So I guess I strayed a little bit. But vampires—that's a whole different thing. So I made Evil Head, and so it was a parody of Evil Dead, and it was really popular. It's doing very well, and everybody really likes it. And then. Couple months after that, we made a Walking Dead porno parody, and there are a lot of zombies in that movie. A lot. I'm not a zombie. I played Laurie. She's not a zombie. There was a lot of zombies. There was like 40 zombies on set.
That's I know a big cast. How big are the casts God, usually?
Usually it's not that. We I mean, there was only three zombies that had sex. But we had like 35, 36 zombie extras. And it was really funny to watch because everybody came to set in the morning, you know. And it was like throughout the day, more and more people became zombies, you know. So it was really weird. Like I would go downstairs to like, you know, do my scenes or direct or, you know, or do whatever. And then I would go back upstairs and like half the rooms is zombies. And then you go back down and back up and more rooms zombies. Cause like, and they just kept like putting them in the chair, like one after another. And then like, it got even funnier when it was lunchtime and like all the zombies are like eating pizza and like talking on their cell phones. Like, I don't know when I'm getting out of here. It's a really long day. Like, oh, I don't know. I'm just being an extra in a porn. Blah, blah, blah. Like,
so you had
that was really comical, but yeah, it was a lot. That was a very big undertaking.
You had no problem finding extras to be zombies, like civilians. How do they react to
people? You know, believe it or not, finding extras to be in pornos is harder than you think because it's something that everybody says they want to do, but then when you actually need someone to do it, it's really, you know, once they realize they actually have to be somewhere at a certain time and they have to sit around and, you know, and do things that extras have to do.
It's not the weirdness of being on set with someone having sex, it's actually being there for 12 hours.
Yeah, it's actually all the other stuff. But I do shoot a lot of like school movies and stuff like that where we always need extras and it actually gets kind of hard to find extras. A lot of times I'll just make the people in my crew just sit there and be extras. I'm like, you know, tell like the lighting guy, I'm like, just sit in the chair or something. But finding extras for Walking Dead, people really like being zombies. So that made people a lot more excited. And I warned everyone, I said, it's going to be a really long day. You know, you're going to have to sit there in zombie makeup for a really long time. And we shot it in the winter in this loft and it was really, really, really cold. And I don't know, whatever. It wasn't the most comfortable of all situations. But people love Walking Dead so much, you know, the TV show and the comic book. People are so diehard about it. So I got a lot of people who are just really excited about that. And people just love being zombies. So I think a lot of people who have said no to me in the past about being extras in other movies were like really stoked on this because they would get to be zombies and they'd be like, oh, do I get to die? Do I get to get eaten? Do I get this? Do I get that?
Don't get pushy.
So, it was really good. We had all the zombies were great and It was a lot to handle.
And how do zombies fuck?
It's hard.
Judy and me, we fucked our fair share.
Well, you can't, like, I mean, I tried to do it as true to zombies as you possibly can. But, so you have to kind of be like a rag doll. So, like, you can't, like, initiate anything, you know? So there was a scene with a guy, it was Daryl from Walking Dead.
Okay.
Daryl Dixon, you know. Do you
watch Walking Dead? Like, I don't.
The crossbow guy.
Is he the cute one who had the baby with Helena Christensen?
You know,
I
wanted to watch Walking Dead, and I want to like it because I do like zombies, but it was just a bunch of people walking around the
front. It takes a couple times to get into it. Okay, anyway, so it was him and two girls. So it was him having sex with two zombie girls. So I had to tell the girls, I was like, you can't, like, he has to, like, initiate everything. You guys have to just be, like, sloths. You know, and like you can't like moan, like regular moans. They had to just be like,
zombie moans.
Just kind of like grunts.
Can we see a zombie O face, please?
It's like that, you know, and I made them just kind of like say brains and whatever. I don't know. I tried to keep it as true to whatever zombie sex would look like as possible. You know, and you kind of have to like break all the porn rules that are in your head. You know, like it's like a thing when you're a porn performer. You're supposed to like arch your back and like try to look.
I think I'd rather
poised for the camera. But as a zombie, if you're having sex, you have to be like, blah, you know.
I think I'd rather have sex with either a vampire or a demon. If I had to make a choice,
I think I'm gonna go vampire, demon,
and then zombies are third.
I understand. Yeah, it's difficult.
Followed closely by radio engineer.
I tried to be as close to whatever the truth of a zombie having sex.
The truth of a made-up character.
Zombie enthusiasts are very particular.
Fuck yes. Yes.
They really are. If you present a zombie in a wrong way,
it'll be actually
really,
Joanna.
Really,
a zombie does not do that.
Yeah,
yeah, no, it's true.
Did you guys have long conversations based on fast-moving zombies or slow-moving zombies?
You can't have a fast-moving.
Well, zombie. That was the rage for a while, you know. But I think the zombie community rejected that.
Yeah, there's no fast-moving zombies.
But porn fans too are also very famous for being geeky and being very crazy attention to details.
Yeah, it's true.
I mean, they're like Trekkies.
Yeah.
Porn fans.
They can be.
Do they notice things like if you got a new tattoo or if you had a freckle or something? Mm-hmm. Yeah, they
do. But that's okay. I appreciate that. I want people to be as fanatical as possible.
Well, I was very excited to find out that you're making a shark porn movie.
I am.
And is Steven Spielberg directing?
Yeah, he guest directed. Yeah. No, he didn't. Just kidding.
What about a Schindler's List parody?
That's not going to happen.
No Holocaust porn. I think that's too much.
That's crossed the line. That's where we draw the line.
The goyim in the room is drawing the line.
I'm not going to make that. I wouldn't put it past other people to maybe make that, but I'm not going to make that. That's not. I didn't even like watching Schindler's List when I was forced to watch it in Hebrew school growing up.
You grew up very religious, didn't you? I mean, not because of Schindler's List, but.
No. Yeah.
You're a nice Jewish girl from New Jersey via Brooklyn. From Brooklyn via New Jersey.
Yeah, New Jersey, then Brooklyn, and the world.
And I was excited to see that you're going to be making an appearance in Edison, New Jersey.
Yeah, for Exotica. Oh, wait, when does this air? It airs on Sunday. So by the time you listen to this,
it'll be over.
When does it air on Sunday? At what time?
2:30.
In the afternoon? Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Well, if you're hearing this, you have about 3 hours to come see me in New Jersey.
Get in your cars.
But Sunday night, I am hosting an event at Sapphire in Manhattan. I forget what streets it's on.
Is that a gentleman's club?
It's a gentleman's club. So you can't go there if you're not a gentleman.
Right. Like when I started in the business, and the magazines were called Adult Sophisticates.
Yeah. Really?
Well, sure, that's what all the girly magazines were called, Adult Sophisticates.
Never, I've never heard
that was a sophisticated thing to do, was to, you know,
Jerk off to a magazine.
But that was the shibboleth, if you will. And when I applied for my first job, which became Cherry Magazine, it turned out to be in High Society in that group. That's what it said in the New York Times, you know, in the print down, the classifieds, adult sophisticate, looking for editors, writers, etc.
Adult sophisticate.
Yeah. So how does it go over when you do a seminar on butt sex in suburbia?
Well,
will it mostly be men or women?
It's a... Well, We'll see who's there. I've done this seminar now a couple times. I'm not even very good at it. I don't know why they keep asking me to do it.
You don't have a PowerPoint worked out?
I just, there are some, like Nina Hartley and Tristan Taramino and Jessica Drake, they all are very great, like, sex educators. And I'm like an immature, like, retard. Like, every time I talk about sex, I still giggle and, like, get uncomfortable. Like, I don't know what it is. Like, no matter how long I do porn, it doesn't matter. I'm still not, like, a great, like, I don't think I'm a very good sex educator, but Exotica seems to think I am. So I've done it now a couple times. I did it in Chicago where I taught this anal sex seminar. And at first I got there and I thought everybody was just going to like want to joke around. And then I realized the room is full of couples that were actually taking this really seriously. So I try to just do what I can. I mean, it's just a lot of people that have questions or concerns or people who want to try anal sex but they're scared, and I'm just there to answer questions. But it's just it's like an hour long and it's on Friday. It's mostly couples, it seems to be, that come to the seminar.
Yeah, honey please come to this with me.
Yeah, please. And like,
she likes it.
It's difficult because sometimes I'll have guys write me and be like, I really want my girlfriend to have anal sex with me, but like, she doesn't want to. Do you have any tips? And I'm like, I cannot give you tips on how to like rape your girlfriend. Yeah. Like, I don't, if she doesn't want to, I can't. There's like, I feel like they think there's something that I'm going to say, like, oh, there's a button behind her ear.
You don't know about the ass clitoris?
like, oh, you just have to like spin her around three times and then all of a sudden she's going to be into anal sex. I'm like, I can help you if you guys tried it and it was uncomfortable and you want to like know more on how to like make it better. But if she straight up doesn't want to, like, there's really nothing I can say. And I'm like, I don't know what to tell you. She doesn't like it. She doesn't.
That's like what
it.
Thomas Aquinas said about faith. If you get it, no explanation is necessary. And if you don't, no explanation will do. I'll tell you what. Let's take a break, okay? And
what are we going to hear during the break?
We're going to hear Joanna
Mike?
Angel's new
we're
song.
Hear my new song,
Joanna Angel and the Gigolos.
Joanna Angel and the Gigolos, my band
from the movie Band Sluts.
From the movie Band Sluts, yes.
And believe me, we know a lot of people who need to see this movie. Joanna Angel on Arts and Seizures.
Thank you.
Told me tennis the last year. Corduroy is making a comeback, or at least that's what I hear.
Hey, 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 hey.
Should they hang high up on my waist? Should they hang low and show off my face? Or should I wrap them around my neck and end it all? When I play the parents, I don't know.
Somebody
Daisy.
That's a really cute song, and I notice it's not pornographic.
No, I didn't want to do that. I thought that was like a little too obvious, and I wanted it to be a real song.
It's sweet, like a candy cane.
Yeah, it's fun. You can dance to it.
Yeah, it's really cute.
I miss the days when pornos actually had original music, like in the 70s when people would compose original music and, you know, and like these great soundtracks, you know, the fuzz guitar and the wah-wah pedals and things that sort of became tropes of pornography. But
there was a lot more money in porn back then. So.
I mean, that's one thing that musicians and porn stars have in common is like the free downloading and stuff. How has that affected you? Like, it must have been
It sucks.
Yeah.
I don't know. It sucks a lot.
Porn piracy.
It's very hard. You know how hard it is to compete with free?
Is porn piracy stopping home fucking?
No.
No.
But it's definitely stopping people who make porn to make as much money as they deserve to. So
I mean, they used to make a shitload of money. There was the great production values, and now it's just...
Well, you're probably getting great stuff.
I missed, you know, the golden age like that. People talk about it like, oh, I remember in the 90s, like, it was just money falling from the sky. I'm like, well, I wasn't there for that. So
that
it's
would
kind
be
of
really
good
bad
because
porn.
I've always, the entire existence of my company, we've always had like a tight budget and we've never just had money falling from the sky because we kind of like started making porn when it started declining. So,
well, people always
but it
ask
definitely
me.
Went from. I'm glad we started when we did because we were a few years before piracy got bad. So at least we were able to have a couple of years to develop some really loyal fans. So then once piracy hit, we had a good foundation of people who are like, you know what, even though their porn is free everywhere, we're going to still pay for
it. Burning Angel is a great name brand, a great brand.
Thank you.
It's solid. People know. People always ask me, you know, when I'm speaking about pornography and the business, and especially post-internet, if pornography is free, how does anybody make money? And what I say
is that
well, yeah, it's hard.
People
but
ask
the,
me, I'm like,
the
well, then go out and pay for it.
Well, the people watching
the
free pornography in 45-second or 3-minute increments weren't the people who were paying for it in the first place. Is part of it. And the other thing is, free pornography isn't all that good. I mean, yes, if you're really sophisticated and you're doing the BitTorrent thing and really pirating, you're probably getting some quality. But most people aren't doing that, and the product that you put out or that Hustler puts out is much better than the free stuff you're going to find on, you know, PornTube.
It's true. I mean,
and it's worth a couple bucks.
I guess the only positives of all the free porn is it's gotten my name out there more. So I noticed that, like, club appearances or, you know,
like a touring
conventions
band.
Stuff like that. Exactly. Like, there's way more people there now.
And it's much more
than
prevalent
there used
in our
to
culture.
Be because now, like, everyone, it's just so easy to see who a porn star is. But it's tough. I mean, I'm so thankful that we're still in business. I'm so thankful that people sign up every day.
How can people sign up? Tell us a little bit about the site, what they get for the money.
You go to Burning Angel and you click the join button.
But how much is it for like a... It's
you're a nice Jewish girl. Is it a good value? Tell everybody. Is it a good value?
It's $30 a month. It used to be...
That's cheap.
Yeah, it used to be 20. We raised it recently. And then there's like different packages. You could get like a 3-day trial. You could get a 6-month membership. You know, there's different packages. You could go on there and look at them. I honestly don't remember how much they all cost.
But you also have other content on there. Like you do a lot of music
stuff.
There's
band interviews. There's record reviews. We do live webcam shows on the site. You know, and if you're a member, you can make a profile and you can talk to the other girls and you can comment on people's photos. And so it's a nice community, and it's a lot easier because if you like Burning Angel porn, you could see it all in one place. And if you go to one of the free websites, you're going to spend all day looking for all the different Burning Angel movies.
Looking for a tattooed girl.
Spend more time looking for shit than actually looking at the shit.
We relaunched the site a couple months ago, and every single video is in every format you could ever imagine. Like, we used to have a lot of slow, you know, downloading issues, but we fixed all of them. So literally, like, if you have some dial-up computer and you live in the middle of Kentucky, you can watch the videos on the site perfectly.
That
like,
would be the
every
slowest
format.
Wank ever.
Yeah,
those are the last people still buying the magazines.
I know, we made it work for everyone. We really got it down. So there, you can, and you know, and it works on mobile, so you can watch it on your iPads, you can watch it on your iPhones. There, whatever device you want to view people.
Savoir faire is everywhere.
Penetrating each other.
So I was reading,
you can view it.
Joanna, about your speed dating evening in New York Magazine, was it?
So
and I know you're looking for a boyfriend not in the business. How's that going?
Well, I have one that I did not meet on speed dating. But that was more of a... I don't know.
Well, I guess
they're like, what are we going to do with a porn star to make a story?
The concept was, I mean, finding guys who would be willing to date a porn star, knowing that when you went to the office, you know, you're not a dental hygienist.
Yeah, exactly. It was a fun experience. I mean, obviously, it was set up by the magazine.
Sure.
So I felt bad because everybody there was.
Was really looking for love.
Looking for dates.
It's kayfabe reality. Joe, the engineer, would you date a porn star?
Yes, as long as she loved me.
And it was for my own self-esteem, kind of hard, because there were almost everyone there. I was, you know, I was like, I turned to the journalist. I'm like, are we done yet? Because I'm sitting there and like every person, they were like, okay, well, I want you, as soon as they sit down, you have to say that you're a porn star and ask them how they feel about it. So everybody sat down. They're like, and they're like, what do you do? I'm like, I'm a porn star. Like, I take dicks in my ass for a living. Blah, 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 blah. That's what you want me to say. And then they were like, oh, I'm sorry. That's like not what I'm looking for. And I'm like, okay, it's cool. You know.
Yeah,
like,
so you can be rejected whatever. By and people like, you wouldn't go out with
how
anyway.
Many more times do I have to do this? Like, I have to sit here. I'm like, I know you think this is really funny for your article, but like, I am sitting here just listening to men talk about how they would never date me, and it's getting a little bit hard on my ego here. And she was like, yeah. Oh, it's so funny. And I'm like, it's really not it's that not funny.
No. But that's right, America. Porn stars have feelings too.
And then I felt bad because at the end there was one guy who was like, hey, like, if you're a cool girl and you know, like your engineer said, he's like, oh, like if we get along, I don't really see how that's a problem. And I'm like, okay. And then we just start talking. And then I felt bad because at the end, I'm like, I'm not going to really go on a date with you. So this didn't really work out well for anyone.
Well, I'll tell you what, I don't know that I could date a porn star. I don't know that I could.
A lot
I think
people
I could.
Can.
You know, because I think, you know, I'm kind of on the monogamy
your
trip
old,
right now.
Old fashioned.
And I think that thing, the sex thing, should be something that we share together. And that's our thing. You know, I think I could date someone who had been a porn star in the past. Because I try not to be judgmental like that, of course. But knowing that's what you do during the day and then coming home and you got to do that, it would be problematic.
Well, what makes it tough is there's nothing you can equate it to. So it would be like, I mean, there was a while where I had I was dating someone outside the industry and, you know, we just kind of came to this agreement that wasn't really an agreement. Like, okay, well, you do porn. So, like, if I have, like, a one-night stand every once in a while, like, that should be cool or something along those lines.
As long as someone's filming it and there's a crew
in the
room.
Yeah, and I'm like, but you having a one-night stand is not the same thing as me going to work. It's not. Like, the work is a controlled environment, you know? Like, two people are going to show up and they're going to do something and they're going to go home and it's not the same thing. Like, even if, I mean, especially these days, you can't just like have sex with someone random and never hear from them again. They're going to contact you on like Facebook or Twitter. Right. Like, everybody knows what everybody's doing at all hours of the day. You know, like, it's not like that person's going to disappear. And like, it's,
right. Your
it's
mother
natural,
didn't
even
die.
If two people are just physically attracted to each other and they don't know each other, like there's still something there. It's very different than going to a set and being like, at this time, like, this person and this person are going to have sex with each other. And then, you know, they're both going to get paid and they're both going to go home. Like, there's just really nothing you could equate it to. I mean, not even like
not
getting
even
a prostitute
stripping.
Or something is the same, because like, you still have one person that's getting paid and one person that's not, you know, like, it's really, there's nothing you can equate in the regular world. So if so I don't know. I think I'm a pretty good girlfriend, and
I'm sure you
so
are.
it's just part of dating me that my boyfriend has to deal with. You know, sometimes I'm going to be on camera having sex with people, and he can't have sex with anyone else.
That sounds like a great relationship.
Because Judy, you can have.
But there really is nothing like because I've tried it in other ways, and it just doesn't work. You know, like, I was dating someone for a while, and he was just having these like random nights with random girls, and all I was doing was going to work, and it wasn't fair. You
well,
know? I was getting upset and I was getting jealous, and I was like, you know, if I would like call him and he wouldn't answer, I'd be like, oh, he's like out at a bar with some random girl, but oh, that's okay because I went to work 3 days ago. Like, it doesn't add up, you know? So
I've heard about couples who when they hook up that the woman work the porn star only goes with girls then, and like that somehow.
Right. Well,
that just seemed really controlling, and
yeah, a lot of girls do that. I mean, I can't like I,
you like
I mean,
you have a brand.
I'm known for putting penises inside of me, if all of a sudden that went away, I'm going to lose, you know, a fan base, and I'm going to let people down. I can't do that.
What's
maybe what? One day in the future.
Is there an exit strategy?
You know, where am I going to go?
porn star is a pretty short-lived career. Can be.
It can last for a really long time. But I mean, obviously, I'm not going to be on camera forever. When the final day is, I don't really know. When I look at myself on the screen and say, ooh.
That's going to be a hard day.
So I don't know, but I mean, I own my company. Like, I'm not going anywhere. I'm not going to, like, leave my own company and fire myself.
You're a captain of industry.
Yeah, so when I can't be on camera anymore, there's still plenty more for me to do. I mean, really, at this point, I only perform, like, once or twice a month. You know, I'm not... So most of the time, I'm running my business or directing movies or writing or... You know, doing stuff like this. You know, most of the time I'm doing things to run the company that aren't having sex on camera. So,
so the transition won't be too hard. And yeah, unlike a lot of straight actresses who want to direct, like it's this vague dream. You're set up so you can do it.
I've made like 90 movies, directed a lot of movies.
That's more than Fellini put together.
yeah, so that's that. I mean, I really do love what I do. You know, that there's definitely literally and emotionally and figuratively ups and downs. But I'm very happy with it. And, you know, I'm 32 years old. Like, I'm not going to go switch gears tomorrow. I've done a couple things on mainstream TV shows and movies.
Well, now Walking Dead might be calling you.
Yeah.
I'm sure. They're sitting around watching Evil Head and refiguring the whole new season. They're sitting around strategizing. How can we top this? And you have problems with the latex falling off while you're fucking as a zombie? To me, that seems that might be a problem.
The makeup does wear off. It's a lot. You can't make a zombie porn every day.
I'm a geek because what I'm sitting here thinking about like latex prosthetics like falling off in the act.
Yeah, no, they do. There's some reapplication. I mean,
I love the wistful look you get when you're talking about the zombie sex.
Well, I have to like go back and think about it. I mean, you know, when I was watching Walking Dead before we handed it in, it was frustrating because I did see somebody actually pointed it out. One annoying like. Wasn't a reviewer. I think it was a fan. They were like, you know, you can really tell that they're not zombies because their makeup started wearing off. And I'm like, you can also tell that they're not zombies because they're not zombies.
Because zombies aren't real.
Zombies aren't real. Well, and pornography.
Dream smasher Joanna Angel.
And pornography, of course.
Somebody actually, the best comment I got one, because I knew once we put out Walking Dead, the reviewers were going to attack it because it's just such a cult following.
And which reviewers? A.O. Scott in the Times, Pete Travers in the Rolling Stone. He loves everything.
There was one person that said, because we shot a scene on a rooftop, you know, because there's a lot of stuff that happens on rooftops because they're trying to escape the zombies in an actual Walking Dead TV show. So we had one sex scene that was on a rooftop, and somebody was like, you know, if you look closely at the background in that one sex scene that's on the rooftop, you can see in the back all this moving traffic. So it's so obviously not the apocalypse. And I was like,
I don't know.
You enlarged the frame in the background of people having sex in a porno? Like, what? Did you think I was going to shut down the entire downtown Los Angeles?
I'll tell
you
what.
Know how much money, like, I have to
Every time I'm in a traffic jam on the freeway in Los Angeles, to me, I think that is the apocalypse. That is the end of days.
Right? And I was like, is that really what you looked for? I was like, God, it really ruined the fantasy of the apocalypse because you could see cars driving in the background.
Oh my
and I'm like,
God.
Are you serious that's what you're looking for? And
shouldn't
I was
you be
just,
focusing on a booby or something or penetration? Like,
well, people get picky, but it was really funny.
And the geeks shall inherit the earth.
I was like, I don't know. I tried to, you know, tell the traffic to stop, and they didn't from the roof. Attention, everybody.
Because you are not the all-powerful. Thank you so much for coming. Coming to the show. We really appreciate it.
Thank
you. Know.
Oh,
good to see you again, Joanna.
This is great. I got to watch people eat pizza. I get to eat pizza.
Punk rock pornography pizza. That's what we do.
Come if you're hearing this on Sunday, come down to Sapphire Sunday night. I'll be there. Some other Burning Angel girls will be there.
And obviously burningangel.com.
The other house dancers at Sapphire will be there, and I'm sure they're lovely.
All right. Sign up for her site.
Go to burningangel.com. Right, thank
right,
you.
Right on.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Awesome. So for Judy McGuire.
Oh, and you, wait, by the way, buy my song on iTunes, Give Me Some Pants by Joanna Angel and the Gigolos.
Right on. And from the movie Band Sluts.
From the movie Band Sluts.
Right on, right on. So for Judy McGuire, Joe the Engineer, I'm Mike Edison.
We're gonna go out with big ups. Joe's Band.
This is it.
Joe's Band.
Joe's Bill
Joe's
the Engineer's
Band.
Star.
I want to hear it.
Get him some Band Sluts. Hearts and Seizures. See you next week.
Thanks for listening to this program on heritageradionetwork.org. You can find all of our archived programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @heritage_radio. You can email us questions at any time at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a nonprofit organization. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.
I think about the time that's passed. I can't remember what happened yesterday, the day before, anything, at any rate, anyway. I think what I'm trying to say is, I don't want to live a life like this. What happens when all goes black and I'm lying there dying? I'm trying to think back. I can't seem to conjure up anything and the fear consumes me as I start to lose me. What happens when it all goes black and I'm lying there dying? And I'm trying to think back. I can't seem to conjure up anything, no, because I haven't done anything. I feel like I've led a pretty happy life, and how come all I can remember is the strife? Fear comes and it takes its hold, and I'm afraid of getting old. And then suddenly I need a way out, cause I can't just let my memories fade in and fade out. I need something new, but I'm stuck with what to do.